Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
From the hands of bass player Michael Formanek, we start a new hour of Neon Jazz with his 2012 song, Small Places. The San Francisco-based jazz musician is best known for his ties with the New York City jazz scene. In the 1980s, he worked as a sideman with Freddie Hubbard, Joe Henderson, Fred Hirsch, and many others to get his roots planted. He is well known as the leader on many projects, but he is also well versed as a collaborator. He has done extensive work as a session musician, appearing on records by Jane Irma Bloom, James Emery, Lee Konitz, Kevin Mahogany, the Mingus Big Band, and the New York City Jazz Collective, amongst many others. Today, he is the director of the Peabody Jazz Orchestra and the jazz bass instructor at the prestigious Peabody Conservatory of Music in Baltimore, Maryland, and he continues to make that music we all dig. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from one of the jazz capitals of the world, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, featuring musicians like Miles Davis, Louis Armstrong, Duke Ellington, and many more. Let's go right back onto the roots of jazz here, next on the program. From the ragtime to jazz, 1916 to 22, here's the Syncopating Skeeters with Telephone Blues. That was jazz man Jimmy Amadei with the 2007 song Night and Day off a tribute to Sinatra album. The Philadelphia native was a music educator known for his bebop style of piano playing. He worked with such luminaries as Coleman Hawkins, Mel Torme, and Woody Herman. He was a legend amongst jazz insiders because for much of his career, his severe tendonitis limited his playing ability to a few minutes per month. But his passion for jazz and history and theory energized his teaching and inspired a huge amount of musicians. I heard an expose on his life shortly after his passing on December 10, 2013, at the age of 76, and it was magical, and so was Jimmy. This next tune is a cool one. Here's Spike Robinson and the Sweets Edison Quintet with the song Time After Time. We'll be right back.
This is Neon Jazz.
That was singer Helen Ward with the song Goody Goody off an album called The 20 Greatest Female Jazz Vocalists. Her father taught piano, then she appeared on radio broadcasts of WOR and WNYC. She also worked as a staff musician at WNYC. She sang in Benny Goodman's first band and became one of the first popular swing girl singers and amongst Goodman's most popular. They almost got married, but Benny chose his career and she went on her way. Coming at you next on Neon Jazz is John Barry with the 2010 song Mood 3.
Thank you. This is Laura Ainsworth, and my necessary evil is Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was bebop and hard bop jazz trumpeter Benny Bailey with the 1976 song Gasoline, My Beloved, off his album How Deep Can You Go. He had some training in piano and flute when he was younger, but he switched to the trumpet and concentrated on the instrument while at the Cleveland Institute of Music. His real roots in jazz came via working with Dizzy Gillespie and Lionel Hampton. That must have been tough. He ended up calling Amsterdam his home and passed away back there in 2005. This next tune is a full circle kind of song. With the 1968 tune, Round Trip, here's multi-instrumentalist Ornette Coleman.
Hubert Laws, and I invite you to continue elevating your spirit and cognition with listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DiMino.
That was the great Jack Millman along with his all-stars with the song Groove Juice. Jack had been involved full-time in professional music action since 1947 and has been composing and orchestrating since 1948. Early on, Jack was a trumpeter. He studied with the great Shorty Rogers, and at 17, he sat in with Lionel Hampton at the Meadowbrook Ballroom. Jack laid down his trumpet in 1962 and formed a music library in Hollywood while he continued his serious symphonic compositions. In the late 70s, he invented the first video jukebox. This guy was as good at business as he was at music. Here's another teaming up of the jazz minds here on Neon Jazz. Here's Clark Terry and Red Mitchell in 1986 with their take on It Don't Mean a Thing. Thank you.
This is Mark with the Summers family here in Liberty, and every Saturday morning we listen to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was the great Pat Longo with the 2007 song Artistry and Rhythm. And that would be a good way of putting things for his output over the years. On this album, Extreme Heat, he put together a Latin-flavored big band sound, the Pat Longo Hollywood Jazz Band, and it makes a compelling sound with some vibrant Latin tones that are guaranteed to get a crowd moving. And did he ever do that? As we did at the top of the show, we will now as we head towards the end of this hour together on Neon Jazz. We revisit the origins of jazz with Fred Van Epps and his trio with the tune Teasin' the Cat. Thank you. Again, that was the great banjo man, Fred Van Epps, with his trio on the ragtime classic, Teasing the Cat. Taking us away from this hour of jazz together is the great jazz drummer, Louis Belson, with his song, Cool, from the 2013 album, Big Band Jazz from the Summit and Small Band Unreleased Studio Sessions. He was also a noted composer, arranger, band leader, and an educator, and he is credited with pioneering the use of the two bass drums. He was key in the evolution of the jazz drum. Thanks again for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and the golden voice, the Neon... And thanks again to my good friend, show engineer, and the golden radio voice, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher. Talk to us about our show. Let us know what you'd like to hear. We're here to help. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Neon Jazz.